Right now, let's reach over with the right hand and give that emergency brake a good firm yank.
It's time for the emergency brake of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We're on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still such a great moment in ticket history.
Incredible.
And do we not have the Jay Moore, Bob Sturm?
No.
Somehow we have no record of that. I think that one's almost more tense than the Lee Corso.
I think Bob destroyed it, too.
That's terrible. Tampering with the fabric of the
game we play.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Interesting collection of characters this week, including a guy who has to be on a Hall of Fame pace these last couple of years, and we're talking about the man known as Skart Skulling, Craig Rosengarten, from the T-Box on Saturday mornings here on The Ticket. Well, he and Rick Arnett get sideways from time to time, and if you're going to give the web address to something, you don't really use the phrase, so give him a call. But Craig went ahead and rolled that out last Saturday.
It's the pick of the pros.
Just go call the athletesdentist.com.
Call the website?
Call the website.
Holy crap.
I don't have the phone
call
number.
Call the website.
Huh.
Did he have the web address?
No, not right there.
I never heard that.
I said the athletesdentist.com.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay.
I said call that.
If you start calling websites,
you're a flawed guy. I've asked this before. I'm going to ask it again. Does he drink during that show?
He must.
Because it sounds like it.
Or maybe just a lot the night before and he's still feeling the effects on Saturday morning.
He's a very sloppy drunk on the air, too.
All right, let's hear that slurring again.
It's the pick of the pros.
Just go call the athletesdentist.com.
Call the website?
Call the website.
Holy crap.
I don't have the phone number.
Call the website.
Boy, and Rick is always there waiting to pounce on him, too.
Oh, boy, is he.
Listen to when he just starts talking, how much he's already swerving. Listen.
It's the pick of the pros.
Just go call the athletesdentist.com.
I don't have the phone number.
What a comedy team those two are.
Unbelievable.
On Saturday mornings.
And Rick just puts up with him. Rick is such the Tom Cruise to his Dustin Hoffman.
All right, there's Skart Skulling, also known as Craig Rosengarten, up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two is one of our favorite dudes. He's actually going to be out here at the Texas Motor Speedway jumping tomorrow night, the Above the Law jump, Robbie Knievel. And we've shared this ridiculous joke with him for the last, how many years? Six, 7 years?
Yeah,
at least.
That's where
maybe
it's
eight.
10.
Yeah. Maybe even 10 years. That he told about two boxcars bumping together, and somehow it had to do with how we were born. And his dad used to tell it to him. Well, we've always thought it was a crazy joke.
We've immortalized it here on The Ticket.
Yeah. And we had him on this week, and we joked about it. And, of course, he threw out the joke again and then laughed at it. He laughs at it every time like it's the first time he's ever heard it. And we dared him to. He was about to go on Channel 8. He told us, well, I got to go on ABC. So we figured, okay, it must be Channel 8. And, hey, go ahead and crack that joke again on Channel 8. Thinking there's no way he's going to do that on Channel 8.
Yeah, celebrities agree to say stuff on other airwaves all the time after radio interviews, and they never remember. You're in the heat of the interview, and so you forget it. Well, Robbie Knievel somehow remembers this at the tail end of the interview, that he's supposed to shoehorn in this joke, and starts doing it. Well, the host of Good Morning Texas, Rob McCollum is a P1, so he knows what's coming as soon as he sees this, and he tries to yell over the punchline.
It's a really uncomfortable moment here on Channel 8.
Well, we wish you luck on those last two historic jumps, and also this weekend, jumping above the law at the Texas Motor Speedway. Nice to meet you, sir.
The radio just asked me, do you remember being born? Why were you born into this? I says, well, my dad always told me two boxcars crashed together, and I popped out of my elbow.
Yes, we know where that was going. All right. So
that laugh. Robbie's laugh is such a smoker's laugh.
And I think he was laughing at the whole idea that he just pulled that off, somehow got that joke on.
I can't get over how much I love Robbie Knievel.
I know it.
I love Daredevils to begin with. Then I love his personality and his laugh and his voice. There's just something unique about that. And
he's just so wheels off, and he's so he laughs about being wheels off.
I can't wait for 6:15. I can't wait for 6:15 tomorrow night, man.
Yeah, when he does the jump.
I cannot wait. I've never seen him in person.
I hope everything goes all right. And says that he hadn't been on a bike since September, on a dirt bike since September.
Training very differently than you would expect.
And if the P1s missed the interview, we talked to him about his planned jump over the Snake River Canyon to try to do what his dad couldn't do. And George said, you know, Robbie, we're worried about this jump. And he said, so am I.
I'm going to go from 0 to 450 miles an hour in 3 seconds. All right, let's hear that one more time.
Well, we wish you luck on those last two historic jumps. And also this weekend, jumping above the law at the Texas Motor Speedway. Nice to meet you, sir.
The radio just asked me, do you remember being born? Why were you born into this? I says, well, my dad always told me two boxcars crashed together and I popped out of my oboe.
Yes, we know where that was going. All right, the Firestone 550.
Oh, my God! That kind of made him a little nervous in the control room, and that was, okay.
I like how he refers to us as the radio.
Yeah. The radio asked him.
The radio asked him.
And then
him.
The joke still doesn't make sense to me.
No, I don't understand it either.
But it's funny.
It's his way of saying you're a bum, I guess. I don't know. It's really odd.
It's so trashy. Why would a dad tell his kid that?
Popped out of the hobo's butt.
Worst joke ever.
Or maybe the greatest joke ever. All right, yesterday morning on CNBC, Aaron Burnett and Mark Haynes were talking about the perfect game that wasn't, that everyone else has been talking about for the last 2 days. And Mark Haynes has a very hot sports opinion about women's place in sports. And are you familiar with Aaron Burnett at all?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that the girl or the guy?
She's the girl,
and she struggles here because she was talking about money at the beginning of it. I don't know, but this is a definite e-break.
Yes, you can tell that she's nervous about trying to make a sports point anyway.
And go ahead.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
I kind of say, who cares about the money? The ump admitted to making a mistake. He hugged the pitcher who wasn't mad. And doesn't America need moments of graciousness like that a little bit more frequently?
How about a moment where a guy celebrates a perfect game?
Hey, you know, mistakes happen, but everyone admitted it. I thought it was handled so beautifully that it was a more memorable moment for its failure, perhaps, than its success. I don't know. Maybe a little sentimental.
See, this is why women aren't in charge of sports.
Oh, my. You know what? I think that this is a moment
Rita.
That should be passed over at this moment.
I got to laugh at Brad. Brad loved it.
Mark, because Brad thought that there might be a punch thrown on this set, and maybe we'd be in the UFC championships up here. Let's get to the floor of the Nicey with Matt Nesto.
What? Now, you have to see her face, because she is genuinely surprised that he said this and ticked.
Well, I'm sure he got a lot of...
And then he's looking at some other guy laughing over there going, hey, look, that guy loved it.
I did love his point of why not the great moment of celebrating a perfect game.
Yeah, how about a moment of a guy celebrating a perfect game?
She just had confusing phrases.
She was nervous to make the point, but her point is I think, an interesting one.
Who cares about the money?
Which is the fact that this thing...
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. But the fact that this thing was botched is what makes it so much more memorable than if it was just a perfect game. Now it's the perfect game that wasn't.
That maybe she's a little more sentimental? What?
Yeah, because it became about forgiveness.
Okay.
It became about a sentiment than it did.
Oh, okay. That sense of it. Okay. All right. Well... Let's listen again just so we can hear the giggling of Mark Haynes after he says that.
And the long layout.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
He is safe in
the game. I don't know. I kind of say, who cares about the money? The ump admitted to making a mistake. He hugged a pitcher who wasn't mad. And doesn't America need moments of graciousness like that a little bit more frequently?
How about a moment where a guy celebrates a perfect game?
Hey, you know, mistakes happen, but everyone admitted it. I thought it was handled so beautifully that it was a more memorable moment for its failure, perhaps, and its success. I don't know. Maybe a little sentimental.
See, this is why women aren't in charge of sports.
Oh, my. You know what? I think that this is a moment that should be passed over at this moment.
I got a laugh out of Brad. Brad loved it.
Mark, there might be a punch.
And you ought to see this guy, too. He's kind of fat and a little balding, lean back. He's just, the guy looks like he's never sat down to a meal in which he didn't consume a baker's dozen of meatballs, you know?
He sounds like Walter Matthau a little bit.
Yeah. How about a moment where a guy celebrates perfect game?
All right, so those are your three candidates, Craig Rosengarten, Robbie Knievel, or the duo of Aaron Burnett and Mark Haynes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Not hearing calls. We're not hearing calls.
We're not hearing them, Jer. All right, let's try this sports caller. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Jub Jub's penguin vent.
What?
That's weird. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
First off, thank you for having the courage to take my vote at a time of your choosing. And secondly, I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten.
Thank you, sir. Okay. That's how you vote on the e-break. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on your radio?
Another good voter here.
Sigh. Please end.
Hey, music.
Hey.
You know how you were born? Love you.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, radio, this is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Not bad. Okay, I guess that's it. Right. Boy, you kind of sound like Robbie Knievel. Hi, you're on the ticket, the world's favorite radio station.
God, isn't that the truth?
That well, noise.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13.
Not a candidate.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello. It's AM radio.
Die.
Oh, it's... It's Die Michelle. Hard. We don't frighten her.
Just vote.
Tokyo, it is cold in my land, yeah. And that's why I want to cast my vote for the good.
Yeah. Cold in her land,
in my estimation.
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Higher on the ticket.
States.
Yeah, Harry Carey doesn't like women.
Guess that's
I guess Mark Hayes, CNBC.
Or whoever he was.
Higher on the ticket. Who wins? Come on, sir. Use your vote wisely. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, musers.
Hey, triple fake tiger.
I'm going to have to go against the grain a little bit this morning. I'm going to vote for Mike Reiner's Petty Theft, featuring the bastard Chris Holt on guitar last night.
Unbelievable.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
And this is why women shouldn't have nothing to do with sports.
Thank you, sir. It's a little bit like
Ed
Carter. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Robbie Knievel in defending Hunan's My Choppa Go Blau.
Thank you. And we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Robbie Knievel has won the emergency break of the week and given us all yet another good laugh.
Well, we wish you luck on those last two historic jumps, and also this weekend, jumping above the law at the Texas Motor Speedway. Nice to meet you, sir.
The radio just asked me, do you remember being born? Why were you born into this? I says, well, my dad always told me two boxcars crashed together, and I popped out of my elbow.
Yes, we know where that was going. All right, the Firestone 550K weekend at Texas Motor.
Man. Born, the way he says it.
Born.
He's got separated at birth voice with Donnie Nelson.
Yeah.
Check into that.
Yeah. They sound alike. Sound like Donnie Nelson. Boy, I wish him well tomorrow night.
Why would he laugh so hard at that? He's heard it a million times.
A zillion times, yeah.
He's such a happy simpleton.
Robbie Knievel wins the emergency break of the week. Up next here on the ticket are the days of the Big 12.